Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, October 6th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news from the Wauchula Police Department, a lost Siamese cat was found in the 800 block area of Seminole Street yesterday. It's currently at the Hardy County Animal Control Kennels on Airport Road. If this is your cat, please contact the Wauchula Police Department at 863-773-3265. Registration is open for ages 5 through 18 for the Hardy Youth Center Fishing Club. For more information and instructions on how to register, call 863-832-8986 or go to hardyyouthcenter.com. That number again is 863-832-8986. Your local events, in partnership with the Hardy County Ministerial Association, the Wauchula Police Department will be hosting a free barbecue for the entire community as a part of National Faith and Blue Weekend. This laid-back meet and greet would not be complete without cornhole with a cop, bounce houses, giant tic-tac-toe, face painting, and other fun games. This event is open to the public, so everyone can come on out and have a great time. It's at Main Street Heritage Park, 209 West Main Street in Wauchula, this Saturday, October 9th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also happening this Saturday is the Hardy County Sheriff's Posse Clay Shoot at Square One in Lake Placid. Enjoy a family-friendly event, fun for all ages, while raising money for the posse to help fund scholarships for graduating Hardy County seniors. Registration forms can be downloaded from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office website, www.hardyso.com. For questions, you can contact Lilibeth Castro at 863-773-0304, extension 232, or email lcastro@hardyso.com. This Friday, come and cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Lake Wales Highlanders in a non-district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., but if you can't make it to the stands, turn on your radio. Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup, starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Also in Polk County this Friday night, Youth Alive Florida will be hosting Revive the Hive at the Bartow High School Stadium from 7 to 10 p.m. Our communities and local churches are coming together asking God to revive our schools and communities for them. They'll have live music, prayer, and guest speakers throughout the night. This is not a Bartow High School or Polk County Public Schools sponsored event. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a human resources associate. Qualified candidates for the position must be 21 years old and possess a high school diploma or GED, preferred an associate's or bachelor's degree, previous experience in human resources in healthcare, mental health, or behavioral health is a plus. Southern Meats is looking for an admin assistant, U.S. work authorization, a high school diploma or GED, and 2 years of receptionist and customer service experience are preferred. And Floralogics LLC is looking for a merchandise associate, a high school diploma or GED is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. this evening and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 87 degrees out, feels like 98. A 5% chance of rain, intermittent clouds, shade temperature 93. The maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds east southeast at 7 miles per hour with gust up to 9 miles per hour. The humidity extremely humid, 63%. Air quality is excellent, the dew point 74. Cloud cover 63%, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 12,200 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Then mostly clear after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles per hour, chance of rain 20%. Thursday, mostly sunny in the morning, then showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds around 5 miles per hour, chance of rain 60%, and Thursday night partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s with east winds around 5 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. After safely and successfully meeting in Savannah, Georgia for Southern Innovations, many Southeast Produce Council members are keeping that momentum going by already registering for Southern Exposure in Orlando March 3rd through the 5th of next year. According to MorningAgClips.com, the SEPC team has seen a remarkable surge in registration since registration opened a few weeks ago for exhibitors to add booth associates and register for conference sessions. The USDA will invest nearly $75 million for 15 projects to address natural resource concerns on private lands. This year, projects funded by the Regional Conservation Partnership's alternative funding arrangements focuses on climate-smart agriculture and forestry and other conservation priorities to improve access for historically underserved producers. As part of this year's projects, NRCS prioritized those supporting smart strategies on working lands to help sequester carbon, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and mitigate the impacts of climate change. U.S. restaurants with supply chain issues for their food products are also dealing with issues around upgrading kitchen equipment. Restaurant Business reports it can sometimes take months to get equipment in the door thanks to a backlog of imports that's left 24 or more container ships waiting outside of U.S. ports. Avanti Restaurant Solutions CEO Mark Rossi says supply chain challenges could be expected through at least January of 2023 or longer.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Cool weather continues to delay cotton crop development in the South. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes,
the cotton crop has been really the big example of that, with the cool, wet summer and then some ongoing wetness heading into harvest season. Just 70% of the U.S. cotton having open bolls as of October 3rd. That is behind the five-year average of 75%, even further behind 81% on this date in 2020. Looking at some of the individual states, really significant delays in several southeastern states. Tennessee, just 55% of the cotton bolls open on October 3rd. Five-year average is 87%, so 32 percentage points behind the average. Alabama, 64% open versus 84% on average. But contrast that with California, which has been experiencing heat and dryness. 90% of the cotton bolls open there. 66% is the five-year average.
Overall, cotton is rated at 62% good to excellent and 6% very poor to poor. Last year, the cotton crop was rated at just 40% good to excellent. Rippey says this is the best-looking cotton crop in terms of USDA conditions since 2004. So it is a delayed crop, but a pretty good-looking crop overall.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing with solid gains on Wall Street, erasing most of the previous day's losses. The S&P 500 rose 1.1%, with technology companies and banks leading the gains. The Dow rose 0.9%. The NASDAQ was up 1.3%. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose 1.53%. Energy prices rose again, with U.S. oil climbing to just under $79 per barrel, closing up 1.7%. The Dow was up 311 points today, finishing at 34,314. The NASDAQ gained 178 to 14,433. The S&P 500 tacked on 45 points to 4,345. New York oil rose $1.31, closing at $78.93 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With us for sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The LA Chargers jumped out to a 21-0 lead and went on to hand Las Vegas their first defeat, 28-14 in Monday Night Football. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert threw for three touchdowns and has seen his team score 9 times in their last 10 red zone trips.
Each week, going into each week and knowing that, you know, we got to put up points in the red zone. We can't leave with field goals. I think we've got too many weapons to not score in the red zone. And kind of like I said earlier, getting those guys the ball, getting Mike Williams, Keenan, Jared Cook, all those guys involved, because they really expand our offense.
Both teams are 3-1 and a three-way tie top the AFC West with Denver. Bubba Wallace has become just the second black driver to win a NASCAR's Cup Series race. He was declared the winner when rain stopped the playoff race at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama Monday. Wallace says the rain stoppage didn't detract from his victory.
I know now he's got to win because it rained. Everybody knew it was going to rain. We were able to make a move there to keep us out front, and the caution fell at the right time.
Denny Hamlin, who finished seventh, remains the playoff leader. This is Esser in Sports. The baseball playoffs begin tonight with the American League wild card game as New York plays at Boston. Yankees skipper Aaron Boone.
I think it'll be some tension, electricity, you know, everything you could hope for a, you know, winner-take-all game in the playoffs and two outstanding franchises and teams.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora remembers that the Yankees swept them in a three-game series at Fenway at the end of September.
We don't know what they did to us two weeks ago, whenever it was, so we'll be ready. You know, we wanted to play at home. Having that last at-bat is always important. It should be a fun atmosphere at Fenway Park.
Cora says he was just 3 years old and walking around with a big yellow wiffle bat in Puerto Rico, as he put it, when Bucky Dent popped a division-clinching home run over the Green Monster, the first and only one-game playoff in the history of the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry. The NL Wild Card playoff game will see St. Louis at the LA Dodgers Wednesday evening. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: a truck carrying thousands of thesauruses crashed today. Onlookers were at a loss for words. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.